powerful word this morning. I need your attention, because there's going to come a time in this word that God's going to address something particular in your life. All right? So I need you to pay close attention. Expect a visitation of the Holy Spirit. He will visit if you open up. Yeah, amen. And so, powerful morning in the body of Christ. And the reason why, I want you to listen to me a few minutes in the introduction here. And I want you to write a word down, a word that have not manifested or has not been spoken in the church enough. One word. The word has been so wrongly used and so wrongly put in place that the church have not understood the word was meant for Christian. And there's a place in this word that will revolutionize your life. Okay, one word. And the lesson in Revelation chapter 2, turn to Revelation chapter 2. And it could be two words. And when I said Revelation chapter 2, another word came just as strong. So the two words, we'll put them together. Now it's going to be two words. And I have to put the first one right, because I had one overrule the other one. The first word is love. Now the second word is the word I had, but the first word is love. We have to come to grip with how powerful love really is. But you never would be able to come to how powerful love is if you're just thinking about Eros love. That's romantic love. No, romantic love is included in this love, but it's not this love. I have a romance with God. You have to have romance with God. You love him, you know.
Yes, sir.
And then there's a love of empathy. And then there's a love of brotherly fellowship. But what we're talking about is agape love. And the masterpiece of agape love, which is God love, watch this now, and we all need this, is unconditional. He'll never throw you to the trash can. He'll never throw you to the trash can. It's unconditional. How many of y'all know God love is unconditional? How many of y'all know if God love wasn't unconditional, you wouldn't be here? So it's an unconditional love. Now, the next word, I was just giving you what type of love we're talking about. We're talking about unconditional love, God love. But the next word is, and I'm telling you, it's been contaminated, it's been raped, this next word. But you got to know that love produces this word. Love produced this word in a particular way. Government. Government. As a believer, you're supposed to be operating in the highest type of government. You are operating, listen, I never heard this in this context before. You're supposed to be operating in spiritual government. Ooh, I love it. Write that down, spiritual government. Every facet of your life, everything that come in your life you have to deal with, you must know. And I'll say it in a way that have not been said in the church, that you are a spiritual governor. You have been designed by God to rule whatever comes in your life. But it has been diluted by religion, diluted by denomination, diluted by having a good time in church. So the church stopped at excitement and emotion. There are other levels. And so an emotional Christian is a Christian that feel good but can't fight. Can't protect themselves. You follow what I'm saying? So here this morning, we want to take you further into understanding the love government of a believer. The love government of a believer. In other words, controlling things. You're more than a conqueror. Love make you more than a conqueror. Love never faileth, the Bible said. All right? Love can't be defeated. This unconditional love, not this sweetheart love, because you know, sweetheart love don't work. That's why I had so much divorce. They had the sweetheart love, and as soon as something went wrong, the sweet left. Are you following me? Now, this is so powerful for the believer because apostolically, the government of the kingdom is the believer's sword. To stop the system, to stop Satan, to stop any attack that come against your life, sickness, disease, whatever it is, you carry a governmental sword. The word of God is a governmental sword. It has not to bow to nothing, no situation, no person, no group, no matter what happened. When you're operating in the government of God, He rules, He reigns. He's omnipotent, He's omnipresent, He's all powerful. But I found another word, I can't spell it, O-N-I-C-E-N-T, I believe it is, which you'd be close to it. He omniscient, mean that He's the creator of all things. He's not just all powerful, He's just not all omnipresent, He is the creator of everything. And that's powerful to know that. And that's the type of government you have as you flow. And we're going to see the church left her first love. And so when the church left her first love, listen, she left her first government. She left her authority. She left her dominion by not sticking with the power, how powerful the love of God really is. And so we read in Revelation to the first church, I say that the Lord wanted me to preach all seven of them to bring the government back in the church. And I thank the Holy Spirit for helping me this morning. I don't know how much you know the Holy Spirit to help us this morning when it equate love to government.
Yeah. Yep.
It equate love as a believer to your authority. It equate love, not faith, love. Why? Faith worketh by love. Not hope. Hope worketh by love. Not the gifts of the Spirit. The gifts of the Spirit worketh by love. Not the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit worketh by love. Now, write this down. Love is the highest spiritual realm that exists. As a believer, as a child of God, as a Christian, the realm that I want to operate in is the realm of love. Love run the whole spiritual system. Why? We're going to find out in 1 John 4 why. Two times. It speaks that God is love. Write that down. God is love. First, one of them is 1 John 4:8, but he mentioned it more than one time. Love releases your boldness in such a way that wanna punk you out. Tell you don't have enough to handle this. Tell you that this is too great a mountain for you. No, love release in you the boldness that Jesus had when he walked on earth. Amen. Your dominion. You're supposed to dominate as a Christian. Your area, you're supposed to dominate it on behalf of God. Are you following me? Now, watch this in this first letter to this first church. Watch this in Revelation 2. Watch. I want you to see something very important, because a lot of time we think we got it going on because we go to church. Or because we take communion. And all those things are right. Because we pray. All those things are right. But abstracted or subtracted from love, there ain't nothing. Your prayer ain't nothing without love. You taking communion is nothing without love. Because you see, love is the main ingredient. Now remember, now I'm not talking about, because you see, some of y'all didn't have no good father relationship. Your father might not have been home, so you think, see God as the father, and then you don't have the right relationship. So you equate that love to what you've gone through. And some of y'all may have been raped, or somebody misused you, or somebody trapped you. So you equate this love with that. You can't do that. See, this is a different kind of love. This is the love of God that can't fail. All right, so I want to talk about unconditional love we're talking about. We're talking about a love that this world can't give you. Amen. You have to get it. It's a heavenly love. I love it, Father. Thank you. It's a heavenly love. Say it. It's a heavenly love. God loved me with a heavenly love. And God wants me to love him with a heavenly love. Yeah, God don't want me just talking about, I love you, I love you, I love you. No, he wants you to practice loving him in a supernatural way. All right? Let me try to read my text. Let me try to read my text, because there's so much coming out this morning. Let me say something to you before I read the text. There's something I want you I got to get out. Living in God's unlimited love. Say it. All right, unlimited. In other words, there's no limit in God's love. There's no limit to what God is willing, has done, and is willing to do for you. All right? All right, unlimited. What unlimited mean? Don't tell me no limit. That ain't no dictionary. No limit. That ain't, you can't define a word with a word, huh? Never runs out. No bondage. So we're talking about a love, a heavenly love, a love that put us in dominion. Huh? Is there any place in your life you're not dominating? Talk to me. Look at me. Come on, tell the truth. There are some places in our life we are not dominating. We are not in dominion. There are some things in our life that won't obey us. Right? You're in the right place then. There's an unlimited love anointing. Write that down. An unlimited love anointing that God will release in this house today. In other words, you will go back to your limited places and you'll find out they are not limited anymore. If I can get you to listen and not text. This is something a text can't give you. You follow me? Now, I'm not against text. I use it, you know, because it communicates. I mean, I got a lot of communication I can do now, but I keep it in the right place. All right. Living in God, unlimited love, I'm going to tell you four things that are going to happen to your life. Four things. You will always, good God Almighty, be in his presence. There is no place, Leroy, of defeat when one know how to stay in God's presence. What I said, boy, there's no place of defeat when one knows how to stay in the presence of God. Love will keep you in an undefeatable position. Yes. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Why? Because love keeps you in the presence of God.
What is it?
Three more things I'm going to tell you about, and then we're going to read. Not only do love keep you in the presence of God, but love keep you in the power of God. Well, there's no other power can face that power. And then love keep you in the purpose of God. You and God have the same intention. You and God have the same determination. And then, and this is where the church at, but it's your rightful place, but you put it in the wrong place. You know, I talk about present, right? You heard that? And I talk about power, right? And I talk about purpose, right? Those three things. Now, this fourth one is where we got what we got first, and we're wrong. And the reason we can't get this fourth one to manifest in our lives is because we don't have the other three. The present, the power, and the purpose. Now, this last one is where everybody in the church is about. Provision. See, we have set God up as a provisional God. And that's all we're looking for, provision. Right now, people all over the world in the church, they need some provision. They want provision. They don't know that if they be in the presence of God and the power of God and organizing the purpose of God, the provision, we'll never have to ask for nothing. Revelation chapter 2. Verse 1. Unto the angel, that's the pastor, of the church of Ephesus write, these things said he that holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlestick. Now notice all of these good things that might be said about this church. I know thy works. You see that? Uh-huh. And thy labor and thy patience. Come on. Work, labor, and patience. Sound like pretty good people. They're working, they're laboring, and they got patience. You see? But with work, labor, and patience, you still whip. Come on. You're still not in dominion. It's right to work. It's right to labor. It's right to have patience, but you're still not positioned. You're still not positioned. You see, that's why the enemy played games on the church. He told us, because you work, because you labor, and because you're patient, you're in position. And he come and blow you out. You say, how that done? How was that done? How did that happen, God? You're not in position. So our people say, you know, I went to church, second communion, second Sunday I take communion. I pay my tithe. I don't talk about my pastor. You're still not in position. So, what am I saying here? I'm saying good deeds cannot take the place of love. Good deeds are in love. But good deeds are not love. Now, we're finding out why great prayers are not powerful. And why great confessions are not powerful enough to manifest or demonstrate what we see the word say we can have. There's a missing ingredient. You can cook a cake all day long, and I'm going to use a bad substitute for it, but if you don't put no sugar in it, it ain't no cake. Love is the sugar of life. It gives life flavor. It gives life, yeah, it gives, you want it. You know you want your favorite dessert? You want it, don't you? Who in your like chocolate cake? You want it. And you'll go miles to get a good one, a good piece, you know. Because they got some chocolate cake that's not good. Because the person who cooked it didn't know what they were doing. All the battles we've lost. All the suffering we've been going through as Christians. One click, and we're going to change it. We fell back in the arm of God's love. Love suffered long and kind, not puffed up, thinking no evil. Think the best of every person. Love never failed. When prophecy failed, gifts of the Spirit failed, giving money failed, all that failed, love still hold you up. I'm dare to say, as a man of God, every situation in this house today you're dealing with, family problem, financial problem, health problem, every problem in this house today is in a position to be solved. God, dog, I wish you was listening. The love of God is about to engulf your life. It is the most powerful weapon that God has given to the church. What if I wrote this while I was singing? What if I can tell you how to bring everything under control in your life from this day forward? Would you listen?
Yes, sir.
What if I tell you how to continually, every day of your life, live in supernatural government? In other words, supernatural rule. In your life, at your house, whatever you, whatever call, wherever you are. What if I could tell you how to never lose another battle? Thank you, Leroy. Thank you, Leroy. How to never lose another battle. How to never lose. Come on, write it down. How to never lose another battle. You cannot lose operating in the love of God. Love shakes God's throne up. Love make God stand up when he won't sit down. Never lose another battle. Is that part? Never lose another battle. It may look like you're losing, but by you knowing the power of God, love can't fail. You know, when this thing finished, when the dust get you flying, when everybody else get you lying. Come on, talk to me. I'm coming up out of this thing. See, expectation must go further than excitement. Expectation must go further than emotion. Expectation in God's arena must come to encounters, experiences. Because once you taste the goodness of God, God will never be in second place in your life. But the reason the church don't have God in first place, they really haven't tasted him yet. We've had inkling of God, but if the whole God show up. You see what I'm saying? See, Satan's job is to stop you at emotional love. I feel him. And dance and jump. But yet you go back when you come down off that high. You go back in your same balance. Tap somebody on the shoulder and tell them that's over. See. I want you to know that's over. Now let me try to read this because there's something I want to tell you. And it's jumping up in me. All right, verse 2. You in Revelation 2?
Yes, sir.
Now, this is the first church. The seven churches. I'm teaching these seven about these seven churches to bring the apostolic back into the body of Christ, not just at Word of Life, around the world, they need these messages. Pope and bishops, they need this message to get God's people back in control like they were in the book of Acts. So I know thy works and thy labor, verse 2, and thy patience, how thou cannot bear them which are evil. Wow, that's a nice church. And thou have tried them which say they are apostles. Oh my goodness. And are not, and found them lies. A lying apostle. A lying supposed to be apostle. And then verse 3. And has borne. Look, these people, look at these people. This is the church of Ephesus. And has borne and had patience. That patience is twice. And for my name's sake, have labored and have not fainted. Wow. But then he says something that is higher than all those accolades he said about them. And he just named us. We got all them accolades there. But we sick and broke and not happy till Friday. Or Thanksgiving or Christmas. That's the only time we have. No, baby, Christmas every day. Thanksgiving every day. Come on, talk to me. The reality of God is a good God. Every day, no matter what you're going through, he's a good God because he's going to bring you out of it. Can I get an amen here?
Amen.
So with all of these things, that we don't have love in its right place, we don't understand the love of God, then we're really not living. With your prayer, with your meditation, all of that is good and is right, but it must be bathed in the unlimited, unfailing, unstoppable, undefeatable, unbeatable, unrule power of the agape, unconditional love of God. I'm going to tell you something about that in a few minutes that you're probably not going to be able to sit down in a few minutes. I'm going to tell you something about this love that is so powerful to me. It is such an access and asset. Write that down. Access. God love access everything in the spirit world. God love have access of everything God has. You, man, I'm preaching up, boy. Man, if you're listening, I mean, now if you help texting in your mind now, I know, because you get a text that I'm going to text him as soon as I finish here. I don't want to disrespect him. But no, pay attention. Pay attention. This is the most powerful moment in your life. I feel the presence of God. I feel Word of Life is about to go into a whirlwind of blessing. You see, because you're understanding, you're understanding something that you can't. This morning, Word of Life, we can't go no higher. When I say we can't go no higher, what we're talking about is the highest effects of God. We're talking about God. Listen to this, man. We're talking about God's highest move. Love is higher than faith. Love is higher than mercy, because mercy comes from love. Love is higher than hope. You see what I'm saying? And so the enemy do not want you to know. Where you say you from, ma'am? Pennsylvania? Where you from? Missouri?
New Jersey.
New Jersey. I done put you in two other states. That's why God wants you to come here this morning. To hear the highest move you can make at any moment. See, your highest move is not prayer.
Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If it's not orchestrated by love.
Right.
See. See. So when you cooking a spiritual meal, it's not going to come out right without some love in it. I'm not talking about romance, because that's flaky. Filio, that's brotherly love. That's flaky. And then you got this empathy love. Sorgo, it's empathy. You know, I feel what you feel. That's flaky. But agape love is unconditioned. And when you see love in the Bible, it's talking about agape love. Unconditional. I love you when you're wrong. Because I'm there trying to dig you out of that mess and put you back where you're supposed to be. Do you have me? All right. Listen. Help me, Holy Ghost. Verse 4. Read verse 4 with me, please. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou have left thy first love. Mark that voice. That voice about to mark you. You have left your first love. I've said enough about love to know what kind of love you're talking about, right? The love of God, unconditional love that I give you, all right? All right, now listen. Look at the fifth verse here. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen. What? Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen. I fell? Well, let's see if I fell. Am I failing anywhere in my life right now? If there's something in my life that I can't get a hold of right, if there's something I've been trying to do, somewhere I've been trying to get, I've been doing my best to get there, but I'm not there yet. I've been doing my best 27 years to get there, but I haven't got there yet. Have I fallen or what? Is there something I left out the cake? Is there no sugar in the cake of my life? He said, remember. Second of word, remember. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen. And I'm going to ask you this morning. I'm going to ask you to remember. And I'm going to ask you as your pastor to repent. That Matthew 6:33 is not in your life like it should be. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Why these things, promises, blessing, are not added to our life as they should be? Why we just have to have a provisional God when we can have a present God, a present help in the time of trouble? Why provision? All my prayers about provision. Because I left something out. Present. The present of God. The present of God is all you need. When God is present, everything else is provided. What I say? And you have the key of God's presence, right? L. Come on, church, you listening? See? God, yes. God is a provisional God. But it's not his first mark. God won't you. God just don't want your prayer. God don't just want your praise. God don't just want your tithe and your offering. God don't just want your confession. Ooh, God want you. And the only way he gonna have you is that you repent and fall in love with him like when you first got saved. You remember when you first got saved? Leroy talked about it. You remember when you first you made the confession that I love you, and you come under conviction. Some of us cried. Some of when God, who he loved me, he want me. Yeah. I can be in the family of God. Yeah. And you got saved. You got baptized. You remember that? You need to go back there. But you can't get back there unless you understand. The scripture say repent. Didn't it? Remember therefore, verse 5, thou art fallen, we're talking about falling from the love of God now, and repent, and do the first word, love me. He said, or else I'll come quickly, remove thy candlestick out of this place, except thou repent. Powerful, man. Powerful. I say powerful. Say it with me then.
Powerful.
Fool me. Powerful. Look at me. Everything you're dealing with is in this house this morning. Every attack, every failure, everything that's been held back from you, your governmental power is in the love of God. Your victory, I'm going to show you over and over again today, is in the love of God. God loved me and I love God. All spiritual laws, all gifts of the Spirit, all miracles, all signs and wonders is based on understanding the love of God. Are you with me? So to get back into the apostolic government of dominion and the church not being one of the organizations in the world, sororities and different clubs, they write us on the same page. You can't do that, baby. We made you. But we got to come back into that place to understand this agape love. I won't give it all to you today, but I want you to see a powerful set of scriptures. I want you to see a set of scriptures that has righteousness, it has faith, it has access to anything that God has, grace, hope, glory, patience, victory, all in the same five verses. Romans chapter 5. I hope somebody in your dealing with something today. I hope somebody's suing you or something. And you know, so you have it, so you can try this power out. I hope something going wrong in your life. So you can go ahead now, and I want you to try this power.
Come on, Dad.
Yeah, the pastor said he hopes something going wrong in your life. If this word is so powerful, I want you to go on a test trial. That today, look at me, today your life has changed. You listen to the tape over and over again, and you're going to see what have happened. Your life has changed because you don't have to try to win. Watch this. You don't have to try to have. It's already yours. Satan hid things from you in the love of God. What? Yeah. See, Satan hid some things from you. Are you listening to me? He hid some things from you because he give you other modes of serving God. And he was attracting you from love. So he gave you a substitute for love. And Satan knows he can't give you any old kind of substitute. So he gives something that looked right, like prayer. And so I see some of y'all look at me. I'm a prayer man. Yeah, I know. You better have some love too. A lot of us have been riding a scooter without a motor. Nice scooter, and you look like you're having a good time, but you're just going downhill right now. But when it's time to go uphill, you ain't got no motor. That's the way it is without understanding this love of God. Your motor is the love of God. Not your motive. Your motor. How many being helped here this morning? You see, I can take you into an emotional setting this morning. I can make you feel good, but it won't make you win. And the church, emotion cuts you off just before reality. Now, nothing wrong with emotion, but you have to know emotion is a mean of transportation to somewhere else. Jesus. Come on, Leroy. Preach, boy. Because, and you, listen, young man, and you never got where you were supposed to be going because Satan stopped you at emotion. You just felt good. You was almost there. And Satan knocked you out. Now you shout, ow! Had good church this morning. But you never got where you was going. That's a good preaching. Good God Almighty. And look, we're not talking about Darrow. We're talking about the whole body of Christ because the apostolic has been taken out of the church. And the government is not there. And we're saying that the main ingredient for the apostolic believer is love. You can't read this and leave here the same. Romans chapter 5, in the explanation I've given you, you can't leave here. You leave here. I'm afraid you're not saved. My goodness, I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you right now. I'm not just preaching a message here. Repent. Return. Remember. See. Let me go to the fifth verse to let you know everybody in here got it who's saved. Go to the fifth verse. Everybody in here who's saved got this kind of love. Do you see that voice? Yes, read. So you got it. Use it. So now, who shared it in now? All right, to function in it. Who shared it in now? To function in it. No. Who shared it in there?
The Holy Ghost.
To function in it.
Yes, sir.
Who got it?
That's good.
Who got it? Don't be scared. You got it. Who? To function. Who put it in there?
The Holy Ghost.
To function in it. To function in this type of love, you have to be Romans 8:14. Led by the Spirit of God. You see it? Y'all know I'm not on the clock no more, right? So I don't know how long I've been preaching. I don't care. All I know, I'm preaching. And I know if you're receiving and stop texting in your head. Now, because you know I'm going to see the phone. So stop texting in your head. Stop letting somebody else run your life. You always got to be talking to somebody else to be satisfied. Have you some quiet time. Nobody talking to you. Nobody telling you about nobody else's business. I don't want to know about nothing else. I just want to be quiet. Just leave me alone for the next 2 hours. You be doing good, then somebody text you. Let the Holy Ghost text some love in your heart this morning to put you back in dominion and put you back. Love bring the joy of the Lord back in your life and the peace of the Lord back in your life and the victory of God back in your life. You're a winner. But most of the time you're losing. Because you're not using the right ingredient. I'm on a mission here this morning. To revolutionize the body of Christ. To bring a reformation. Straighten things out. And we stop being so weak. Praying in weak. Singing in weak. Praising in weak. That don't work. Listen to me. Look at this. Look at this book. Verse 1, chapter 5. I'm going to close in a minute. Verse 1, chapter 5. I got to preach all the week. I got 6 more times to preach this week. I got to preach tomorrow morning and tomorrow night. Therefore, being justified. What does the word justified mean? Declared righteous. By faith, right? We have what? Through our Lord Jesus Christ. You see it? Come on. All right, verse 2. By whom also we have what? Access. Now, underline that word. Access. Love is the greatest accessor. Access. You know what access means? Access means a way in. Access means, listen to me, nobody can keep me out. You're being escorted into every promise this morning. You're given the key to the access to every promise. Everything God said he would do for you. All things work together for good for them that love God who are called according to his purpose. You have access to all things this morning. Everything that's been beating you down, get whipped this morning. And since you're here, I'm going to give you a shortcut. Whenever it looks like you're losing, I just want you to say, love. See, with the understanding that you're hearing this morning, dominion, authority, is the highest type of authority. It's access. It's a covering. See, you have to know that just to be able to say the one word. Oh, yo. See, you have to be under this type of preaching to be able to say the one word. Because when you say the one word, all those things wrap around it. You hearing it this morning. Love never faileth. So all you got to do is say love.
Love.
So when you say love, all failure has to leave.
Yeah.
Don't use it disparagingly. Don't use it as a joke when you're having an argument. Holler, love. And you started the mess. Anybody talk about that? I ain't talking about none of that foolishness. I'm talking about doing this thing by faith. Because there's so many tricks, Satan. He'll play a trick on you. He'll make you use something that is supernatural. He'll make you start using it, you know. You know, I give the illustration, he make you holler, sugar. Ain't nobody talking about no sugar. We're talking about love. I just use that as an illustration. They ain't talking about no sugar. You need to back off a little bit. Just for my, I won't say this. If we love God as much as we love sugar. Me too. I like sugar. How strong would you be? All right, I got to find a closing place here. Verse 2, Romans 5, 2. Come on, give me a few more minutes. By whom also we have access by faith into this grace. Notice this grace. When we do what?
Faith.
And rejoice in what?
Hope.
Of what?
Glory.
And not only so, but we glory in tribulation. We glory in tribulation. What? What kind of language? We glory in tribulation. See, we glory in tribulation. Oh, Jesus. Trials and tests. The enemy is trying to destroy you. But they can teach you who God really is. When you go to a test, when you go to a trial, learn the lesson that nothing can destroy you or defeat you as long as you're walking in the love of God. Don't let nobody get you in bitterness and anger and upset. No, I decide to walk in love. Glory in tribulation. Also knowing that tribulation work is patient. I'm trying to get somewhere. Work is patient. Tribulation work is patient. Tribulation work is patient. You sitting down and nothing going wrong tomorrow. I got patience. Somebody slap you side the head. I'm going to see how much patience you got. And patient experience and experience hope. See, we've got to get that experience. And hope make it, that's what it is. And hope make it not a shame because the love of God is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost. Jesus Christ. As a believer, I must know and always yield to the sustaining power of God's love. Sustaining power. Sustaining power. I'll give you one more thing. How long have I been preaching, Leon? You know, anybody know? 55? Okay, all right, let me give this one here. And I want you to hear this. I'll give you scriptures to back it up. I must permit the Holy Spirit to reveal to me that love runs the whole spirit rim. Stand up, somebody sleeping. Everybody stand up. Sleeping like they was on a pillow. My wife and I bought some copper pillows. It's a special pillow we like. It's soft, you know. And he looked like he was on that pillow, man. Matter of fact, I might bring a pillow here next Sunday. And ask anybody who won't sleep. Yeah, I'm going to bring a couple pillows. You want a pillow? Almost lost my thought. Permit the Holy Spirit to teach you that love is the highest rim in the spirit. Now, that's very important. I'm about to close, but it's very important. Love is the highest rim in the spirit. Why? You know why? It runs everything. It runs prayer. It runs faith. It runs hope. It runs mercy. It runs grace. Just go on. Infinitum. Okay. So now, if love is the high, and we're not talking about sweetheart love. We're not talking about empathy. We're not talking about filial, brotherly love, the brother, you know, just love your family and stuff like that. No, we're talking about the unconditional love of God runs everything. That's why John 3:16 says that. You see, for God so loved the world, he gave. So if that, and it didn't say God so faithed the world, or God so mercy the world. It said God so loved the world. And then it said God is faithful, God is merciful, but the Bible said God is love. And I'll get to that on our next setting, that God is love. We have to see that what he is, that's what we are also. All right? All right, you stay standing because I'm going to give you the scripture. I want you to look at these scriptures and then we'll close. I must permit the Holy Spirit to reveal to me, that's the word, that love runs the whole spirit realm. How many got that? I must permit. See, you can't know it on your own. I must permit the Holy Spirit. Remember Romans 5:5? Huh? How many of y'all remember Romans 5:5? Look at it if you don't remember. Look at it. See. I must permit the Holy Spirit to reveal to me that love runs the whole spiritual realm. Why? Love, God is love. So when I say love run the whole spiritual realm, I'm saying God, who is love, run the whole spiritual realm. Got it? Huh? All right. Now, you got your key word. Your key word this week, love. Mm-hmm. And mother love will fall in place when unconditional love, a man will love his wife right. A woman will love her husband right. When you got that first love, see, it's the first love. All right, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 31. Quickly. Can y'all get it up there quickly for me, or do I have to turn to it? 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 31. Is there such a verse? Yeah. But covet honestly, he just taught on the gifts of the Spirit in 1 Corinthians 12, the best gifts. And yet, what did he say? See, I show you what? And then it goes in 1 Corinthians 13. And the more excellent way he began to show them is look at chapter 13, verses 1 through 4. We'll read those four verses and I'll close. 1 Corinthians 13, verses 1 through 4. I want you to read them because it's very important now, because you're showing you a more excellent way than a whole lot of things we think the excellent way is. We're showing you a way that's supposed to run all those things. All right, read. You know charity is love, right? All right, go to verse 2. Matter of fact, I want you to put love in there when you get to charity. Can y'all remember that?
Yes, sir.
All right, go ahead. Voice two. Come on, I told y'all four voices. Come on, give me the three. Three. What? Send somebody in a hurry. Read the whole chapter. Go ahead. Voice five, come on, read the whole chapter. Voice five now. I want to need voice five up there, right? We read. Hold up. We read four?
Yes,
sir. All right, go to voice five. What? Go to the next voice. Now, what is world? What is world doing now? Rejoicing in iniquity. All right. Now I'm going to ask another hard question. What is the church doing now? Rejoicing in iniquity. At whole, at large. You follow what I'm saying? We got to come back to our spiritual senses. Go to the next voice. What? Keep going. Oh, hold up. This man done messed with tongue. He said tongues are fail if it don't have love in it. Wow. Come on. Yeah, that preach, Barbara, preach. Wait a minute. Part perfect. Are you telling me I'm living part of my life in Christ without love to make it perfect? Come on, preach, Barbara. You know what they're saying, right? You are immature until you understand the love of God. Go ahead. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Christian in the attitude of prayer. Less moving as possible. I know some people had to move for the